Surah Maryam, verses 51 to 65.
Following ayat number 51 to 65, inshallah. As we remember, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the surah with an account of Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Maryam alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, thereafter Ibrahim alayhi salam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب موسى and mention in the book Musa عليه السلام too. Allah تبارك وتعالى has mentioned him in the Quran, so tell the people about him. إنه كان مخلصا, indeed he was a divinely chosen servant of Allah. مخلصا, divinely chosen servant of Allah. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا, and he was a messenger, نَبِيًّا, and an exalted prophet. So from here we understand that there is a Rasul and a Nabi. There is a difference between these two ranks. A Rasul is one who receives a new Sharia, a new set of laws. And a Nabi is one who promotes a previous law. So a Rasul is a Nabi, and he has a higher status than a Nabi, an ordinary Nabi. Ayah number 52, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ, and we summoned him from the right side of Mount Sinai. As Musa alayhi salam was proceeding to Egypt, Mount Sinai was to his right. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala called him, وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ, and we drew him near, نَجِيَّا, in intimate conversation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on Mount Sinai, where there was no one else present at that time. And we have heard of this, and it will come in the next surah as well, Surah Taha, it will be mentioned in detail. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, and by our sheer mercy and grace, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا, we granted him his brother Harun, conferring prophethood upon him. Just as Musa alayhi salam had requested, so his brother Harun alayhi salam was granted prophethood to provide him with support in his mission to Fir'aun. Ayah 54, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ, and mention in the book Ismail alayhi salam. Innahu kana sadiq al-wa'd, he was extremely loyal to his commitments, to his promise. And the incident when he promised to be patient when he was to be sacrificed is an example of this. He said to his father, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin, insha'allah you will find me to be patient. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, kana sadiq al-wa'd, وَكَانَ رَسُولًا, and he was a messenger, نَبِيًّا, and an exalted prophet. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, and he would specifically enjoin his family to observe salah and to discharge zakah. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا, and he was to his Lord most pleasing and highly approved. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, he was, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala approved of him greatly, and he was highly pleasing, most pleasing to Allah. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ, and mention in the book Idris alayhi salam, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا, he was utterly true in word and deed, truly genuine and authentic, نَبِيًّا, and he was an esteemed prophet. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا, and we elevated him to an exalted position of perfection. Ayah number 58, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, those prophets mentioned here from the beginning of the surah, from Zakariya alayhi salam till Idris alayhi salam, الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, they are the ones whom Allah has distinctly favored from among the rest of the prophets, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from among the prophets, Allah has distinctly favored them, مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمْ, and they were all from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ. And some of them were from the progeny of those whom we carried along with Nuh alayhi salam on the ark. Now this refers to all those mentioned here, with the exception of Idris alayhi salam, as he was before the era of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلِ. And some of them were from the offspring of Ibrahim, and Israel means Yaqub alayhi salam, such as Zakariya, Yahya, Musa, and Isa alayhi salam. As for Ismail, Ishaq, and Yaqub alayhi salam, they were from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam only. وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا. And all of them were from those whom we guided and divinely selected. اجْتَبَيْنَا, we divinely selected them. But despite their special and lofty status, their servitude to Allah was such that إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَانِ, when the verses of the Most Compassionate were recited to them, then in a display of utter submission and devotion, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا, they would fall down prostrate, وَبُكِيَّا, and be reduced to tears. So that's an ayat of sajda which we will have to do. Having mentioned brief accounts of certain prophets of Allah, the next passage refers to those who followed in their footsteps and those who diverted from their path. The purpose of mentioning those two groups is to further encourage those who loyally follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to warn those who differ with him. The passage also contains reference to the hereafter, and the hereafter is frequently mentioned alongside Tawheed and Risalah throughout the Quran. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ayah 59, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. But after these prophets mentioned here, some vile generations, خَلْفٌ means vile generations, succeeded them. Why? أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةُ, who neglected salah, either totally as they became disbelievers, or partially by discarding its regular observance and essential etiquette. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, and they succumbed completely to their base desires and abandoned submission to Allah. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا, they are soon to encounter an evil end in the hereafter, permanently or temporarily, depending on their condition. Exception, ayah number 60, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except those who repent from kufr and from transgression. And repenting from kufr means that they believe, وَآمَنْ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and repenting from transgression means that they carry out righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, so they are the ones who will enter paradise without encountering an evil end, without encountering an evil end. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, and they will not be oppressed in the least. When rewards due to them would be given, they will receive their rewards in full. Ayah number 61, Jannati Adn, they will be in everlasting gardens of paradise. Jannati Adn, everlasting gardens of paradise. Allati wa'ada ar-Rahmanu 'ibadahu bil ghaib, which the Most Compassionate has promised to his servants from among the unseen matters. We have not seen it. It is promised to those who believe and do righteous deeds. إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَأْتِيًا, they are sure to reach that abode which has been promised to them. About it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا, not a vain word will they hear therein, anything vain, anything offensive, they will never hear, for it will be pure of vain talk. إِلَّا سَلَامًا, but only greetings of pure peace from the angels and from each other. And surely the greeting of salam would only add to their delight. وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا, and they shall have their sustenance and provision specifically provided to them morning and evening. In two special meal times in Jannah are morning and evening, but throughout and in between, as in what they desire, obviously they will consume. تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةِ, that is the garden of Jannah, التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا, which we shall bequeath and give possession of to those of our servants who were God-fearing. And being God-fearing means that one embraces Iman and does righteous deeds. Having mentioned the rewards of those who comply, the next passage provides further encouragement to be obedient to Allah and to comply with His commandments, as it describes the utter submission of the angels to Allah. Consequently, it is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam requested from Jibreel alayhi salam that he should visit more frequently. Thereupon, the upcoming ayah was revealed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ. And in response to your request to Jibreel alayhi salam, you should take note of the fact that we, the angels, مَا نَتَنَزَّلُ, we cannot descend as and when we wish. إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ, but by the command of your Lord. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا, to him alone belongs everything before, in time and in space. وَمَا خَلْفَنَا, and everything after, in time and in space. وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, and everything in between, which is everything in the present. We angels are subservient to Allah at all times. We cannot enter into a different time and space except with His authority and will. When there is a reason and benefit for dispatching us, He dispatches us. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا, and your Lord was never one to forget. So He is not oblivious of when and where to dispatch us. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, last ayah 65, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and all that is in between that. فَاعْبُدْهُ, so now that you know what absolute power and authority He has, فَاعْبُدْهُ, worship Him alone. And وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِي, and be patiently steadfast in His worship, worshipping Him all the time, not offering casual and occasional worship only. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, so if you do not worship Him, who else would you worship? هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا, do you know of any other who merits His name and characteristics? Is there anyone with the attributes of Allah in His name? هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا, there is none like Him. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا وناديناه من جانب الطور الأيمن وقربناه نجيا ووهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه هارون نبيا واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا ورفعناه مكانا عليا أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خروا سجدا وبكيا فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا
فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا جنات عدن التي وعد الرحمن عباده بالغيب إنه كان وعده مأتيا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشيا تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك وما كان ربك نسيا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك